Big Country 102.9. I'm Susan, and I've got a special guest with me on the phone right now. We're going to check in with Bill Bryan, who is the program manager at a pretty cool volunteer program that I found out through a friend of mine who is a buddy. It's a buddy-to-buddy veteran volunteer program. Bill, why don't you explain to us exactly what this is, what it does, and how people can get involved?
Yeah, absolutely, and thanks for having me, Susan. And a shout-out to our buddy volunteer, Donnie, in Northern Michigan, for making this opportunity possible. I'm always excited to get the word out about our program. We're a free, confidential peer support program that's available to all Michigan veterans and service members. We operate under the principle that nobody really understands a veteran quite like another veteran. I'm a veteran myself, and I have an understanding of that. So what we do is we train volunteer veterans to provide peer support and connection to resources to Michigan service members and veterans. So only 18% of Michigan veterans are receiving the benefits that they've earned, and many of those benefits can improve their quality of life. We help veterans and service members regardless of when they served and how they served, even if they've got a discharge that's other than honorable. Maybe we can help them get that discharge upgraded or connect them to other community resources. No matter what their concerns are, whether it's financial concerns like bills that are coming due, housing concerns, we help veterans that are everywhere from homeless to needing some help with home repairs to folks who need some mental health support. And maybe that's just talking to a buddy, or maybe that's being connected to a trained professional. And while our buddy volunteers are not mental health professionals themselves, they're trained to look for some of those red flags for suicide. And if we can make an impact in that area, that's definitely something that's important to us, and that means so much to us and our volunteers. Now, any honorably discharged veteran can apply to be a volunteer with Buddy to Buddy. You can go on our website, buddytobuddy.org. So the requirements are you have to have a passion for helping other veterans. You have to have excellent communication skills. And then we'll run you through the interview process and give you some good training. And as I mentioned, any Michigan service member or veteran can come to us for help for that peer support and connection to resources. They can do that also by going to our website, or they can call our 1-800 line. That's 1-888-82-BUDDY. That's 1-888-822-8339. So that's a little bit about our program and the good work that we do here in Michigan.
I'm so ecstatic that he shared this with me and that I get to talk to you, because there is just so much that needs to be done, I think, for our veterans. And it's great that they can talk to somebody who may have been in the same situation they're in, or can relate to that whatever problem it is that they're having. How long does the training process take?
We put all of our volunteers through a one-day intensive training, but to keep them sharp, we have weekly support calls where they can dial in remotely no matter where they are in the state. And then we've got team leader volunteers throughout the state to provide that additional mentorship and connection to local resources. We also have training webinars available to provide that ongoing training support. And then there's the staff here in Ann Arbor that's always happy to lend a hand to our volunteer veterans.
How long ago did this get started? I've never heard of it before.
Yeah, so we got started 10 years ago as a partnership with the Michigan National Guard, recognizing some of the challenges that Guard members were facing returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. So traditionally, the Guard has played a role in domestic emergencies. However, with Iraq and Afghanistan, they represented over 40% of deployed troops. You know, that's tough in itself. And then there's the challenges of being a citizen soldier that's ongoing. So since then, we've grown to serve, as I mentioned, all veterans and service members. We've expanded our mission. And, you know, while the needs are changing from maybe 10 years ago, they're not going away. We're really as busy as ever.
And that's a sad thing, but good that you're there for people. And I really do appreciate that so much. Give the website one more time.
It's buddytobuddy.org.
Thank you so much, Bill, for giving us the details. I'm going to put a link up on our Facebook page and our website as well, because I think that we need more people not only to volunteer, but to know about this. If they are a veteran in need of some assistance in one way or another, and they might not be aware of the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for spreading the word. As veterans, we're not going to leave other veterans behind, so that's what we're all about. So,
well, thank you, sir, for your service. That website, again, is buddytobuddy.org. If you're a veteran who wants to volunteer to help other veterans, or if you're a veteran in need of some services, please check it out.